The song you're hearing came from a private collection now in the hands of NIU curators, and just a web click away. It's Irving Berlin's Goodbye France.
I had no idea how far one could go. I thought, well, maybe I could collect 100 sheets, and then it was 1,000, and then it was 5,000.
Lee Schreiner of Rockford doesn't play the piano or sing. He's a physics teacher, but his hobby of collecting wartime sheet music has grown over the years.
It started simply because I discovered my wife was named for the song Charmaine, which came from a famous anti-war song.
In 2014, he started donating the collection to his alma mater. Lynn Thomas is curator of rare books and special collections at NIU. This year, the library started digitizing the World War I sheets because many of the pieces are now a century old and in the public domain.
In the same way that now we would get together and watch a television show as a family or with a group of friends, sheet music was designed for people in homes to gather around the piano as a shared activity and to sing these songs and just spend time together. So it's a form of popular entertainment during the period.
Schreiner is still collecting and takes particular interest in pieces with local ties.
Yeah, I think it's really interesting to look at small town Illinois sheet music that was published by someone in a small town that had something they wanted to say.
One of those pieces is called the 3rd Illinois Infantry March. Matthew Short is a meta librarian at NIU.
And then there's some about, women that took up the role of men as they left for the war. So everyone's familiar with Rosie the Riveter, but not everyone understands that there were Rosie the Riveters in World War I as well as in World War II. So there's a few songs about that movement as well.
This piece, called We'll Keep Things Going Until the Boys Come Home, has lyrics that read, "Listen, girls, we'll cast aside the paint and powder puff. The girl behind the plow's the thing, although the work is rough." The library can upload about 250 pieces in a week or two. Short says adding tags and descriptions takes the most time and acknowledges some pieces are definitely of their era.
We just have to describe the item in hand and can't really make any judgments about whether it's racist or sexist or what have you. What we can do is identify the groups that are depicted, so we can add access points for African Americans or women or Chinese Americans, etc. We just can't say this is specifically a questionable depiction of them.
Thomas says the music covers all aspects of a country at war.
So it's not just about supporting soldiers as they are going off to war. It's about not getting involved in the war in the first place. How to take care of your son when he's away. Please bring my son home.
So what's left to collect? Schreiner says music from this era could pop up anywhere, from garage sales to online auctions.
Well, at this point, if it's something that I don't have, it's definitely something that I want.
And something he plans to pass along to the masses. I'm Jenna Dooley.